next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Michaela?
I'm doing well.
Ready for our weekly chat?
I'm excited because we did a lot this weekend.
We did. We went to our very first theme park together.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
It was a big day. And then you went to another theme park the next day.
I did. It was two nights of theme parks.
I laid on my couch the day after our first theme park.
You did? I did too. And then I just, woke up the next day. Because I went later in the day to the next park on the Saturday.
Okay.
So it wasn't too crazy.
Well, that's good. So we got a lot to talk about here.
Yes.
And we'll get into where we went and what we did later on in the episode. But let's get through some news right now. First off, and let's start with Universal Orlando Mardi Gras.
Yes, this is the place I went to on Saturday.
Yep.
I wasn't going to dive into all of the madness of Mardi Gras.
Right.
But I did. And I'm happy I did. And we'll talk about it a little later. But it's still going on, so no worries if you missed this weekend.
It's going on for a couple of weeks.
It is.
Ooh, wait. Coming up is mine. It's my guy. Gavin DeGraw. Isn't he coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Okay. Yeah, he hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
And, REO Speedwagon is going to be here this Saturday, which I wish I was going this Saturday because I love REO Speedwagon.
Who doesn't?
And then on Sunday, Dustin Lynch. So any country fans,
you
could see Dustin Lynch. And again, the parade times are different every day, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, you have fun?
Yes. And then, again, the new resort is opening up in about, next week or 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now.
St. Patrick's Day it's opening.
St. Patrick's Day. The Dockside Inn and Suites. No, it's not Irish themed.
No.
But they might have some Irish stuff. Who knows? And then next up, Walt Disney World. Their mermaid school is back.
So, fun.
So kids ages 4 and older can go and learn to swim like a mermaid. The parents pay per kid $55 plus tax. And your child will get a tail and a commemorative medallion, I believe. And so it's only offered at a select Walt Disney World resorts that includes the Art of Animation, Caribbean Beach, Yacht and Beach Club, the All-Star Music Resort, the Polynesian, and the new Riviera.
Okay.
So if you're staying there and you're having a pool day, you might want to look into it.
Okay.
It looks like a fun experience. They had it last year, and people loved it so much, they brought it back.
And it says 4 and older.
4 and older.
So we could possibly do it.
They didn't have a minimum.
Okay.
So I'm thinking.
We might have to do mermaid school.
If the tail fits.
If the tail fits, then you can do it.
Probably.
Okay. That sounds like so much fun. All right. Hollywood Studios, it was a big week this week.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I'm like smiling. It finally opened.
I'm
very excited. I talked about it a little bit last week because my fiance got to ride.
Right.
But it looks amazing. And the sign, at first I was like against the sign being right up there in front of the Chinese theater, but I think I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
It makes it look like a premiere. It looks very, very Hollywood.
You said it would take you a little while to, to start liking it.
Until I saw it on and all in effect. And this is the first time Mickey and Minnie have a ride.
I can't, that is mind-boggling to me.
Right? I guess I just wanted to keep them into the movies and animation and just the public figure of the park.
I guess so.
And also, I won't go way too into this ride just because I haven't ridden it yet.
Right.
So I'll talk about it more when I am able to ride it.
Uh-huh.
Now, there is a Mickey Shorts Theater that has also been added the same day.
Oh, cool.
And it's across from Star Tours.
Okay.
So if you want to escape the heat this summer, this might be a good place to go. They're showing a new Mickey Short at that theater. That's a compilation. So if you've seen the new Mickey shorts, have you seen them?
I haven't.
You haven't? So it's on Disney Plus if you wanted to see what the style of the Mickey shorts is.
Okay.
They have a compilation in this specific short that's in the park with Potato Land, Croissant de Triomphe.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Sounds good to me.
And then Dumb Luck and Pandemonium. Those are the four shorts that are going to be. It's not that they're all going to be in there. It's a compilation of them. And Mickey is reliving the past adventures.
Oh, that's fun.
And I love those shorts. So if those are on Disney Plus, if you have it,
right,
you could see it.
That's very cool. All right. So Epcot, moving down the street.
Yes.
Flower and Garden Festival now through June 1st. So take your allergy medication and then go check him out.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
It is.
And then Finding Dory's Friends, free scavenger hunt at the Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Yeah. So you could, your kid and you, or you could learn more about, you know, all the creatures under the sea.
That's very cool. And then it says coronavirus
on our outline. Yes, because people are on the fence about, you know, coming to Florida. Excuse me. Coming to Florida because of all the scares.
Right, and the theme parks. I mean, you have the right to be. People are just worried about traveling, period.
Yes, because you're in confined spaces. Right. You're with a lot of people, and so are the theme parks. But Disney did say they did have a public a little announcement here through People magazine. They told them this. We know there is new information this week about coronavirus in Florida. This is the spokesperson that said this from Disney. And they said, we have very stringent sanitation procedures in place at Walt Disney World Resort. We are in close contact with health agencies for information and guidance. And at this time, we are continuing to communicate to our cast the importance of preventative measures such as frequent hand washing and rigorous cleaning procedures. For guest convenience, we have placed additional hand sanitizers throughout our park and resorts and will adjust our protocols as the situation warrants. So if you're out of town or if you're in town and you have a reservation at one of the resorts, you can call us, see what the policy is now that this has been in place.
Okay.
But I did see that the hand sanitizing stations are right in front of where you pick up your food.
Oh, nice.
And at the restaurants and at the rides, in front of the rides. Very similar to, I believe, when Zika mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? They had places where you could get mosquito repellent, like lotions.
Well, I kind of hope they keep these hand sanitizer things in place in front of the food places, even after we're through whatever we're going to experience with the coronavirus.
Yeah,
I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it should be a permanent thing.
Hmm, interesting. Yeah, and here's the thing. These are probably some of the cleanest places you can go because these parks are so up on their procedures.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I believe it is. I'm not sure.
It's hard when that many people are coming through, but I think they do a really good job.
Me personally, I don't think I've ever gotten sick at...
Don't say that out loud.
Knock on wood. I don't think I ever have, but who knows? I mean, as a kid, I could have, but...
I just, you know, singing happy birthday as you wash your hands.
I think hot water with soap. Twice,
yep. Mm-hmm. And then I always have hand sanitizer on me, and I did buy wet ones, and they are in my pocketbook, and when I go anywhere... So just
be smart about it. I think Disney is no different than going to the supermarket.
Nope.
So
just be smart about it. And if you're sick, stay home.
Stay home, yes.
Anyway, Adventure Island. Let's talk about Adventure Island.
Yes, Adventure Island. Next week, the Solar Vortex water slide opens up.
Oh, boy. Hopefully, it'll be a little warmer. This Saturday, it's going to be like 67 is the high.
I know, right?
But it is spring. It is spring. Aquatica, Riptide Race Slide opens spring 2020. And this is kind of cool. The racing section allows you to have side-by-side interaction with you and two other friends riding in the other tube as you race down the slide to the finish.
Yes.
That sounds fun. And then SeaWorld Orlando, Seven Seas Food Festival, weekends only. We've been talking about this for the last couple weeks. Their performance for Saturday this week is AJR at 6 o'clock and Dylan Scott, another country artist, Sunday, March 8th at 6 p.m. as well. And then Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival.
Yes, it started this past weekend.
Coming up this Saturday, Chase Bryant and Danielle Bradbury, they are country artists and they are fantastic. It's Saturday, March 7th at 5:30 p.m. And then Rachel Platten will be Sunday, March 8th at 6 p.m. And that's kind of a good segue.
Yes.
To what we did last Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We went to Busch Gardens together. It was so fun.
We didn't ride any rides, but we ate a lot of food.
We did. It was a lot of food.
It was really delicious food, too.
It was delicious. And I'm gonna preface this with, Michaela got to eat all the meat.
I did.
Because it was the first Friday of Lent for me, and I'm Catholic, and I'm trying to be good. And
you were very good.
I was. And so I picked all the vegetarian options.
You did.
And there's plenty to pick from.
And the one shrimp. It's not the only shrimp option.
Like, I had shrimp at one. And we'll get into it. But like, if you're a vegetarian, like, there's stuff for you too. Or if you're there on a Friday, there are other options and other choices for you. So it was super fun. I didn't realize it was as big as it was. I haven't been there in a very long time.
But what I love about it is big, but the booths, or they call them cabins. Yeah. I believe they call them the food cabins. They are next to each other.
Right.
So you don't have to go from one side of Busch Gardens, the theme park, to all the way to the other side.
They're all in an area, but it's not just like the festival ground where the concert is.
Right.
It expands outward into other areas. So it's not as packed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more options.
Right.
But they're all kind of, it's an easy walk to go to wherever you want.
Yeah, there are about, like, I believe 31. Let me see here.
I think you're right, 31.
Yeah, 31 cabins. Some have just food, some have just drinks, and some have a mixture of both.
Yeah, so mind blown on how many options there were.
So what was one of your favorite things that you ate at
Oh, my goodness. So we have our little festival guide here. Mm-hmm. Let me see. You know what I really enjoyed? Was, surprise, something Mexican food.
At the cantina?
At the cantina. And I'm trying to find it. Although, that strawberry shortcake thrill shake was delicious.
It was very good.
It's at Food Cabin 18. Very nice.
And it's non-alcoholic.
And it is non-alcoholic. But my favorite food, I think I have to say, it was at Food Cabin 24, the cantina. Grilled shrimp. Okay, I'm going to say this wrong, but okay. Grilled shrimp elote. It's shaved off the cob. So corn shaved off the cob with fire roasted street corn, lime shrimp, and spicy crema and cheese. So it was kind of like a Mexican style cold creamed corn.
Yes.
I guess with the lime shrimp on the side. And it was so good.
And it was a good serving, too.
It was a good serving. You got like a bunch of the corn side, the corn dish with two shrimp. And they were not tiny shrimp.
They were
good sized shrimp. So I have to say, I think those were my two favorite things. Although the hummingbird cupcake at the cabin number 7, Sweet Sips, was delicious as well.
It did look delicious. I didn't get a bite of it, but it looked amazing.
I inhaled it too fast for her to actually get a bite of it.
I was like, whoa. Because I was in line for something else.
Yes,
remember?
You were.
I would have to say my two favorites, but as an honorary mention, that thrill shake
was really delightful.
I saw this picture that they had up in the book that you could get at the front of the festival. Mm-hmm. And it shows you all the food and all the little cabins.
And it's a big serving for that shake, too.
It is. So it was number 17, 18, Berry Nice.
Yep.
So just in time for strawberry season.
Yes.
But my two favorites was, there was this drink called the Iron Gwazi Gimlet.
Yes, the Iron Gwazi Gimlet.
Yes, at Coaster Cocktails towards the front of the festival.
What cabin number is that?
Four.
Number four,
Iron Gwazi Gimlet. I was between that and the Kumba Kool-Aid.
Uh-huh.
So I chose the Iron Gwazi Gimlet. And as some of you know, if you listen to the podcast, the new ride is opening up.
Yes,
the sign is up.
The sign is up, and they have merchandise.
Yes, they do.
And so one of the little... What's it called? Like a little cart? outside of on the other side of the sign for the Iron Gwazi. They have merchandise already. Mm-hmm. What was in that Iron Gwazi gimlet?
Yeah, so what was in it was Rum Haven Caribbean rum.
Please drink responsibly.
Pomegranate juice and pineapple juice.
Oh, see, you got your antioxidants, you know.
Yeah, so these cocktails. So it's not just wine. It's not just beer. There's also cocktails.
Right. They had a tequila hut. A tequila cabin.
Yeah, they do have tastings.
I didn't get to that.
And you could buy in bulk with the tastings.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. So on the website, well, you could, let me see here, because I know that they do have these offerings with not only the food samples.
Right.
Which you could buy within $5, $8, and $12.
Oh, the sampler lanyards?
Yes, the sampler lanyards, which vary in price between $32 plus tax to the $57.
And I really would, like, because I'm cheap. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Okay.
I like to save money. And if you're going to one of these and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have one thing here or one thing there, everything looks delicious. So, like, just the $32 one... Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get that easily.
Right.
With your lanyard if you do the lower level one. I'm not sure how many samples that is, but if you get that, it's, you know, you'll make that up. And you get some options. You don't have to just, you know, decide, oh, I'm just going to try these one or two things. If you're going to go, try as many as you can.
Yes.
I think we had a lanyard. It was, we had like 24.
Total,
between the two of us.
Yeah.
And it was hard for us to get through all of them.
It was.
I don't think we even got through all of them.
I almost, as like helping you out, is getting the 12 and sharing it with someone else.
Because
you're getting the best value and you're getting the most out of it.
And split the cost.
And look, if you decide you want more, get the 5.
And it includes soda, water, and
the food, the
food
wine,
and the
cocktails.
The cocktails, food, and wine. So like, say you get the 12 and you and your friend go and you want to split it, you each get 6. Okay, well then say you want a water, that's 5 punches between food and liquor that each one of you can have.
Absolutely.
And that's plenty. I mean, I think we had like maybe 10 dishes between the two of us and a couple drinks, and we were rolling ourselves out of there. And thank you to Busch Gardens for inviting us as part of the media preview.
We had a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun.
I do, definitely recommend these samplers because it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. So this the tastings, you can do a tequila tasting, and that is $24.99 per person. Obviously, guests 21 and up. There's a bourbon tasting that's also the same price. A gin tasting that's also the same price. And it looks like they include like 4 samples of either the tequila or the bourbon or the gin. And you get sample tasting led by an expert of that alcohol or liquor.
That's amazing.
So if you are a fan of those kinds of liquors, it's really kind of cool. You get to learn something kind of fun and different. And all of these options are up on the Busch Gardens website, bushgardens.com, and you just follow the links to their food and wine festival.
So you could plan ahead.
Yep.
And you could just get all your samples paid for before you even get into the park.
Yep. It's all about planning. If there's anything you learned from this podcast, it's all about planning. So what else did you enjoy?
And the next thing that was on my top list was the flatbread, the skirt steak flatbread.
I love that.
And let me tell you, it's a hot commodity. A lot of these things are. So if you're planning on going, have maybe second and third options or get there early and get into those lines because these people love the Food and Wine Festival.
And what's nice is that each one of these food cabins have like 3 to 4 different food item options, plus maybe a drink or two option.
Right.
So it's not like you just go to the cantina and you can only get a taco. No, they've got 3 different options.
There's tamales.
Tamales. Then I had the shrimp thing, and then you had the tostada.
Yeah, those are all very good. And I just wanted to let you know the grilled skirt steak flatbread, new this year. It's probably why it sold out. Is at the Garden Gate Cafe, which is an indoor cabin.
Right. It's actually a restaurant that's there already.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bar in there, and there was the place to get those items.
Yes, there's 2 areas.
And there's seating areas, too, in there that you can sit down and take a little load off.
Air conditioning.
And eat your flatbread.
And some of the other cabins that are there that I thought were very fun mm-hmm. was one at 26, the Coke Fusion.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a lot of infused things that you could get.
Yes.
Not only Jack and Coke, which is a favorite among people.
Yep.
There's also this Cherry Coke barbecue sauce pulled pork slider. It's a mouthful. And I'm sure very delicious in your mouth.
Yes.
And sticky Coke wings and Coke infused cupcake. And I believe it sold out.
Really?
When we went.
Really?
So people were going after all the Coke infused stuff.
It's very cool.
But a lot of things. We didn't get to try everything.
No.
But with the tasting lanyards, you can bring them back for other days.
Oh, you can.
Of the food and wine festival.
Cool.
So if you bought the 12 and you only did 10, you could go back and finish those other two.
Yes. But either you have a park pass.
Yes.
Or you have to buy another day ticket mm-hmm. to get into the park.
And they are offering still the fun card.
Oh,
so you
they?
Can look into that if you want to go through the rest of 2020.
Nice. Yeah. There are some really amazing foods. We didn't get to it, but I wanted to try the charred Brussels sprouts with warmed bacon vinaigrette, but I wouldn't have been able to eat those. Charred Brussels sprouts.
Go back and not on a Friday.
Yeah. Hog Heaven, Cabin 14 sounds amazing. And there's also Kung Pao ribs there as well.
Yum.
Ooh, maple bacon cinnamon roll. See, I didn't even look at the cabin for Hog Heaven because I'm like, it's all meat.
I can't eat it.
Bougie bacon. Ooh, let's see. These are all new, by the way. Bougie bacon. Applewood smoked bacon brushed with maple season blend. Oh. So it's like salty sweet.
See, and then you also get full. So sometimes going back or going back later that day.
Yeah.
And stuffing up.
Yeah, because there's a lot here.
But not only are there food and drinks, but there are also performances, like we've talked about.
Yes.
Like this weekend, we said Chase Bryan and Daniel Bradbury on Saturday, March 7th, and Rachel Platten on March 8th, which is Sunday. And it's going on until what day?
April 26th. Coming up next weekend, and we talked about this in a couple episodes ago, Ezra Ray Hart. It's Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray, Kevin Griffin of Better Than Ezra, and Emerson Hart of Tonic. So Ezra Ray Hart.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
So, yeah, and there are a lot of other really great shows coming as well. Clint Black is coming. Fits in the Tantrums, Low Cash, Taking Back Sunday. I know you got
yes,
excited about that.
Love Taking Back Sunday.
KC and the Sunshine Band. So, like we said, all of that information is up at bushgardens.com. And there's also, like, you can get VIP seating packages as well for the concerts. So if you want to have priority seating, you can look up that at bushgardens.com.
And a lot of those VIP packages come with samples.
Yeah, that as well. So like the priority seating in section one and 1 5-item sample or lanyard. So you kind of get a little more bang for your buck. And past members save up to 20% on 5 and 8-item samplers and 10% on VIP seating packages.
Nice. So it's nice to be an annual pass holder.
Yep.
And also the drinks don't stop when the party starts.
Oh, no.
You could. There is. And food at 15 and 16 Peacock Bar. And if you're in the VIP section at the VIP bar, you could redeem those samples there.
Right. So there's food and drink everywhere.
And fireworks.
Yes.
The end of the night with a nice
show. Yeah, that
show.
Was really pretty.
It was.
They did a really nice job. And, you know, like, this event gets bigger and bigger every year. And it's really fun. So get out there. Grab a bunch of people. Go have some fun.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful night for us, too. It was a little on the chilly side, but it was perfect.
It was.
So make sure you check out bushgardens.com for all the information there.
And drink responsibly.
Yes, please. Drink and eat responsibly so your trainer doesn't get mad at you.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't tell my trainer about this.
I didn't either.
Do we have a theme park tip of the week or no?
Yes. My theme park tip of the week is look on the website. Plan ahead with these samplers because you could see instead of just wandering around and looking of, oh, I really wanted to try this from the booklet.
Mm-hmm.
If you look online, the map is there.
Mm-hmm.
What the food options are there. You don't need to waste a lot of time looking of what you want.
Yeah, if the food options are there and you're like, okay, that one looks good, that one looks good, and you count like six or seven that you're like, oh, I want to try that, then you can figure out what sampler pack you want.
Yes, that's it.
And plan ahead. And, you know, make a plan, too. Be like, okay, I'm going to get these two items, and then I'm going to walk around, and then I'm going to get these two items, and then I'm going to walk around.
Rides.
Yeah, so plan ahead. Like I said, if you've learned anything from this podcast, go to the websites and plan ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And then, like you said, if you know what how many samples you want to eat or drink or whatnot, you can buy it online.
Yep.
All of that.
All right, Michaela, anything else you want to talk about?
No, but I will talk more next week about my Mardi Gras trip.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
We're going to be talking about Universal Orlando's Mardi Gras next week, along with any other news that breaks that is theme park driven. Other than that, like if you're in Central Florida, the Florida Strawberry Festival is going on.
Yes.
The Gasparilla Music Festival is this weekend. There's also a festival called Wild Splash, which is Wild 94.1 if you're in the urban hip hop. That's beautiful. And Clearwater and Coachman Park, you can go check that out. I spent this past weekend walking along Sparkman Wharf in downtown Tampa, and it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. So lots of festivals. This is festival season. Everybody's outside. So make sure you check all that stuff out. If you have anything you want us to talk about or want us to research, hit us up at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Otherwise, we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.